is okay. Do I speak now?
Yes. You're live to the internet.
Should I speak from the mouth or from the nose or from the ears? The many body has many holes. Oh, that may be better. Speak from the eyes.
Receiving you. I'll know in just a second, Rinpoche. He's a calling Lama from afar.
So all of you are, I'm sure all of you have seen me. combined also further. So that's what it needs. One of the meditations gentleman. I said, welcome when you're about to certain send the traveler. So then he said, bless you. And especially I recommend to try as much as possible to put effort. We have to drive, especially we have to drive many hours, job. We have a lot of time in the car for listening, teaching from the tape. I think quite a number of students, I think they do that. They use that time to learn Dharma. I remember one thing, Harvey, who worked for the center, organization, for so many years. Now it's a very long year. Anyway, so, and he was driving a car by a number of years ago in California, and he was studying, listening to a sermon commentary by Lama. That's very, very people who usually read a lot of Dharma books and, trying to learn some of it, but it was very interesting. How to do that? last skills of Dharma practice. Wisdom. Then there's, of course, the ultimate wisdom, you know. Your winter, you know. I've been hearing Russia since I came to look into Russia. So this time, finally, yeah, so Russia. So came to Russia from Botanical Center. another beaver. not very small. But, maybe 150 people, maybe 150 and some people are half human. Some people are half human beings. I think probably you know what I mean, half human beings. And that's it. They went to the countryside. I think, sort of representative for Tibet, by living in the in this monastery. So, so the talk was meant here in this monastery. This abbot, Jenon has said many others to give a talk there, but he was very happy to see me and to see me. So, yeah, I did that. And, and then we went sightseeing a little bit. Normally I don't see much sightseeing. just between the room and bathroom. And the Gomba, of course. From the room to bathroom and the Gomba.
Yeah.
And so, to alcohol is the one major problem. So, yeah, so it took time. So, one very interesting thing you must also have to hear, which made me very happy, is this Mongolian youth. I heard a little bit about this, about translator Ushima. Okay, this translator. She's part of that group. The Buddhist youth group, Mongolia, started only, last year. And it's very interesting. What made me so happy is, you see, there's a group, one group that, built stupas and, helped, temples or, in the past, there was, communist time destroyed. When one group had built a revive, then one Buddhist young group is what they do is, he finished teachings, public talks, then a CD and produce and then available to the people. That's incredible. Okay. Then another Buddhist group, they do service to people, help the poor and whatever they can do. And then, three girls contortions to their body like rubber, you know. It looks like there's no bone inside their body. It looks like a balloon, you know, or the rubber is sitting down anywhere. They bend their body, you know, many way different ways, back and forth, and so I said, and then can do some press, and that's it. Okay, so so I think that's it. Some news, but this is not BBC news. This is Mickey Mouse news. This is Mickey Mouse news.
I think people very much enjoy it.
Solo Kumbu Rock. Mickey Mouse lives in Solo Kumbu Rock. Okay, there's some verses at the very end, okay?
Okay.
That I'm going to share, Kala Kumchu, advice, transforming the, utilizing the, best conditions in the path to enlightenment. Even the present small suffering, I would say, or small problems, get it purified. Need karma done in past. It must finish the karma that was done in past. Therefore, there will be happiness for you in the future. So therefore, the suffering, the problem, is a he's trying very much. And he do Lamatanga Guruha all the mission on only during the course. He asked me to do that, so at least I think that with everybody during the course, I think. I was sitting for me, he sat down and then he talked about Guru. Person passed, and the person to others may be harming to you using that to develop compassion. So how to use that to develop compassion? When somebody abuse you, when somebody, you know, cheat you, or, you know, whatever they do to you. So how to use that to develop compassion? So there is now here you can see. Other mistakes is your mistake. Now you can see here. Behind there's all this reason, you see. So now here it looks like it was a mistake. You know, why others left to do abuse you, whatever you did to you, it was a mistake. So even now you can see them, very logical. Yeah. And it's
Rinpoche. Thank you so much.
Mongolia says, by love.